getting it started.
And then we also have a lot of Yeah, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 total.
So I'd like to call this order to meet, call our meeting to order. It is 4:06 on July 29th, correct? Or July 28th, I lied. Trying to already move us a day ahead. Thank you very much for everybody attending today. If we could have Amelia, if you would go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance and the roll call.
Okay, we'll do the pledge first.
Have it to stand.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm Amelia Smith with Commissioner Merwin Kirkpatrick's office. We have two folks from the attorney's office, TJ and Catherine, and we have our chair, Debbie Burgos, Mike Fry, Ken Freeman, Dave DeMaray, and Kenny Thatcher. Ross Williams is joining us on the phone, and Steve Paxton is excused.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. At this time, this is our public comment time. It's the first opportunity for our public to comment. Anybody wanting to, wishing to provide comment, please step up to the podium or at least step up to the front of the room if you could, or at least stand where you're at. You will get, and clearly first state your name and your address for the record. We have 2 hours available for our meeting. Hopefully it's not 2 hours of public comment because we have a lot of business to do, but you will be allocated at least 3 minutes to speak. And if you wish to address something but do not want to speak in public, you can also have a written comment and just leave it at the table here before you leave, and that'll become part of the record. All right, so if we have anybody who'd like to stand up and speak. Kevin?
Am I good here?
He just wants to make an announcement of some recent good news.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, absolutely. I think it's perfect.
This isn't my Kevin Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. This is in reference to the solar project on the Morma Mesa. And as of 7/21, the Balborn project has been withdrawn from the Morma Mesa. So, yay.
Cheers. The crowd cheers. Everybody around. Thank you very much, Kevin. Anyone else?
Yeah. Steve out here, ATV Cycle Sports.
Your address?
Represent the shop. And anyway, we're just, Pike told me to come down here because they're changing it up again, trying to close more stuff. And I heard that on the way in, so I just want to find out, try to put the word out, try to expose it to everybody. And I've been trying to get people more involved. I'm kind of shocked that the room's this light. I thought there would be a lot more people here. Anyway, good to meet you all. Okay, let's carry on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And then, Steve, can we get your address for the record? Or what address you want to use?
Yes. 8650 Rocky Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89143.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Thank you.
Kit Stokes, 2223 Wilson Manor Drive. Just here, kind of seeing what's going on. Wondering where local motocross fits into this.
Yeah.
Just kind of wondering county plans, tracks. I mean, Maryland knows I've been holding on to 100 some acres up in the northeast. Kind of seeing what's going on with county plans on that. So.
Perfect. Well, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to come join us today. Anyone else for public comment? We'll have another at the end of the meeting, so if something comes to mind, please feel free to speak at that time. All right, so that's the end of the public comment portion of the meeting. Approval of minutes of our last meeting, which was held May 26, 2021. It was sent to the committee for your review. So hopefully you had a chance to review, and if anybody has any revisions, comments, or if we can get a motion to approve in a second. Kenny Freeman, motion to approve. Can we have a second?
Second.
David Marius, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved.
Ross?
Yes.
Do you approve the minutes?
I absolutely do, yes.
Oh, thank you. Ross Williams approves the minutes as well. So the motion is carried and the minutes have been approved. So thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of today's agenda for July 28th, 2021. You've reviewed that, our agenda for today, and if you have any concerns, questions, please bring those up now, or if I can get a motion to approve. Kenny Freeman, a motion to approve. Mike Fry, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ross?
Right here, Ross, do you approve the agenda?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So our agenda has been approved for today. The next item is information items. These are for discussion only by the committee. Number one is identify emerging issues to be addressed by the committee during future meetings. So these are just for discussion, anything you think we need to talk about or put on our agenda for the future. But it's not business. We can't really make any decisions today. But is there anything you want to add?
Any projects?
Projects.
That we might not have discussed adding on to the issue tracking list.
I have a couple, but they're going to be, we're going to talk about during, when we talk about the tracking list. Right, Amelia, yeah.
Debbie, I'd like to see if we could invite somebody from the Fish and Wildlife into the meeting to answer questions. There's a lot of, I can't get a straight answer from the Bureau of Land Management on things that are, the biological opinion issued by the Fish and Wildlife. So I personally would like to meet here so they can answer some of our questions.
Okay.
And I'll follow up with you for a little more detail in email before the next.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Kenny. Anyone else? All right. The next, number two, announcements of general information that may be of interest to committee members or the general public, which I have a few dates, which I'll just go through. These are different organizations that are holding off-road related events. The Best in the Desert Vegas Arena race is August 11th through the 14th. All Terrain Concepts UTV Legends Championship is going to be held in Laughlin, Nevada on September 9th through the 12th. The King Shocks Laughlin Desert Classic is September 23rd through the 26th. Snore Racing Battle at Prim, October 15th through the 17th. Legacy Racing Association Battleground in Prim, September 30th through October 3rd. Moran Motorcycle Racing Association of Nevada. The Coyotes Motorcycle Club is hosting a night race this Saturday in Ely, Nevada. The second race, Trailblazers, is hosting that, their motorcycle club for Moran, and that'll be September 11th in Panaca. The Bushwhackers Motorcycle Club will be hosting their portion of the Moran series on September 25th in Pioche, Nevada. Vegas Valley Four Wheelers is going to be hosting their Hump and Bump October 28th through October 31st in Logandale, Nevada. There's also the Mint 400 Desert Cleanup November 20th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Gene, Nevada. I know that all these organizations, every single one, need volunteers, and I really appreciate you coming out. I can tell you, especially in off-road racing, it's the best seat in the house if you volunteer. So I would encourage, if you really want to get into sport, or if you just want to see a race up close and personal, then reach out to these different organizations.
Or even share it on your social media pages.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Let's see. I spoke to Nicole from the State OHV Commission. I know you guys know Sue Baker used to sit on our committee as a representative of the state, and she's retired. And so right now we don't have a representative. So I've been kind of liaison with them. And so I spoke to Nicole today, and they had their last meeting July 6th. They had a couple of developments that they've asked us to bring to the attention. The next OHV Commission meeting for the state is scheduled for September 7th. At this time, it'll be held in person with locations both in Carson City and Las Vegas, so it'll be a great opportunity for those in the OHV community to get involved on that state level and attend one of their meetings. You can go onto their website, ohv.nv.gov, I believe, and there they'll post when the actual location is and times. And actually, it's a great resource because there's lots of maps on there. Rules and regulations, just all kinds of great resources and links. There's also going to be another grant available. $1.5 million will be available in the Nevada OHV grant funding this year. This application will be opened in September and due mid-November. Award decisions will be made at a public commission meeting in December. I'd again encourage anyone who has a great idea, something that can improve and help the OHV community, no matter what it is, to get involved. Look at their requirements on their website. I know Ross Williams, that's where he got the funding to help work the pending loop trail that's going around the valley. That's where he got a lot of resources available, the grants from them. So it's a great resource to use. They have lots of money to give. And so I think it's something definitely people should look into. Also, four new HEB commissioners were appointed in 2021, and two seats remain vacant. The vacancies are for a conservation representative and a sports person representative. Again, this is for the state OHV commission. Please reach out to me, and I can get you in contact with them if you're interested in applying for those positions, or if you have anybody you think would be great or you'd like to recommend for those two positions. They have one new OHV commissioner, Ken Ravaggio. Hopefully I said that right. He's representing the ATV-UTV riders, and he is based in Clark County. So he'll be attending future meetings of ours. So hopefully that'll be a great another resource for us.
Will he be filling in the spot that Sue was
in? At this point, we're not going to be adding any new, okay. And maybe we can, I don't know if we need to talk about that as during the meeting, why we won't be adding any new.
Sure.
Okay. But so that that's really pretty much it. He also wanted just to let you know that there's a lot of OHV activity going on. Of course, Ross Williams, we know, who's working on the Las Vegas Valley Loop Trail. And there's also other potential projects getting ready to start. So again, I'd recommend you to go out to their website, reach out to them. It's a great resource. They're doing a lot of law enforcement projects, trying to get more rangers in the area, especially out in the trails, to help facilitate get people going the right way or just to be informational purposes. And I think that's all I have for information. Does anybody else have any from the committee? No? All righty. The next, number three on our agenda for discussion only, is discuss power line road, historic value, closures in the conservation easements and accessibility. And I believe Kenny Freeman is the one that brought this to our attention.
Correct. There's a, originally when they built a Hoover Dam, there wasn't enough power in the Las Vegas area to do the construction. So they ran a power line from San Bernardino, California to El Dorado Valley. And this was back in the 30s to build the dam. It's now listed in the National Register of Historic Places. It also had an adjoining telephone transmission line that ran next to it about a half a mile away. There's still cut off telephone poles in the Gene and the El Dorado Valley area. About 5 years ago, the part of it in the easement area was closed off as a closed trail. What I'd like to see, since it's on the National Register of Historic Places, that part of the trail open back up. If you look on map 15, map 16, 15 is the end of the line. It actually, the power line is the dotted line. And below that, the dash line is actually the telephone line. The telephone line had to stay about a half a mile away from the power line, or they could not talk on it because of the high voltage interference. On map 16, it's the dash line below the dotted line. It went over the south end of the McCulloch's rather than the north end. Where it goes into the substation there, going into the El Dorado Valley, it's on this map here, it says four-wheel drive road, but it's a dash road. There's a telephone pole, and if you go out there, you can still see the cut-off power telephone poles where they cut them off. I know anybody that's been in the Gene area, north of the solar panels out there. The road there has got the cutoff power line poles too. Also around the Prim area, it goes there too. But it's, personally, I think we should look at opening that back up just because it's historic value.
Kenny, who made the decision to close it
for BLM? No, this was, it's in the easement. It's open in the BLM part. As soon as we hit the Clark County easement, it got closed off 5 years ago.
Is it because of the airport out there? Do I need to talk to
you? No, this is on the El Dorado site where in the Boulder City area.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I have no idea. It was open for years, but then about 5 years ago, they did they called it a redundant road reduction in the area. So the road that they figured that you could get to that place without going on that road, they closed.
But so the Clark County did?
Correct.
I think it's Fuller City Conservation Easement.
Oh, okay.
For the desert tortoise.
That's managed by the county, correct?
Yeah, the desert conservation program.
So we need to put that on our agenda to work on that?
That's what we'll have to talk about on our
under our business items, correct?
Well, this committee has the authority to make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. Individually, people could talk to the Desert Conservation Program.
Oh, got you. Have you reached out to them at all?
I haven't. I just wanted to bring this to the OHV committee and see if we wanted to pursue this any further.
I think any time we can try to get back trails, you know, it's worth our efforts to try to do. So,
I have a question. Would it be feasible to maybe get somebody from the conservation movement in here that we can talk to and ask questions of? As far as like what Kenny's talking about and possible other areas and future places, because we are all stewards of the land, we take care of it. You know, we haul trash out. You know, we do cleanups and we take care of it. And some of these places that we haven't been in a long time because we've been locked out of them. You go there's just trash and ammo casings and everything. But when we raced in those locations, we took care of them. They didn't look like that.
So Debbie, I would just say it's probably the appropriate time to start having those discussions. So the BLM is, and so if any of you have time, or I'll give you the summary. The BLM is coming tomorrow to NACO to discuss their whole RMP process, the full-blown statewide one. So it's an opportunity for us to start seeing what all that's going to pan out to be, right? So we were successful in Moapa. I have a lot of enemies right now, but we at least protected that and won with the BLM's help this time. So I just think it's an opportunity to
reach out,
start giving them some list of some of the things we want them to explore a little bit differently.
So I think we should reach out to them as an individual instead of bringing into a meeting and bombarding with them a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of ease them into, hey, let's look at this project, and then that can lead to other conversations. That's just my feeling is, I think if...
I have a question for them, which is there's a 3,000-foot corridor in there that's not listed under the easement section, and my big thing is I want to be able to use that for future stuff.
So, I mean, because none of us are stopped or blocked from reaching out individually. In fact, the public is always welcome and encouraged, actually, to reach out to your BLM entities, conservation groups, any organization or entity to find out, you know, respectfully, you know.
How would we be able to contact them?
Well, it's the desert. Maryland said that we could get that desert. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who manage that.
Desert. Marcy Henson.
Oh, okay. I can get you
Marcy's
number.
But that 3,000-foot corridor, that's federal.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be something that would...
But that's BLM at that point, right?
Actually, I don't know.
I think it's Fish and
Wildlife. Bureau of Reclamation.
Well, it's those corridors are set aside for power and all those different things, so there would be easements on top of the land that's there.
Well, I would just commit tomorrow to asking all the questions because currently they're not speaking to local governments and BLM is doing it in a vacuum. So my thought is to ask them, how are we going to have some of these conversations and all the agencies on top of it, right? So whether it be Fish and Wildlife, whether it be Bureau of Reclamation, any of these, so that we know where those easements are. So, I mean, and the reason that it's coming about is because I've been complaining about the solar stuff, because we have corridors, and then if you don't use the corridors, then what's the purpose of having the corridors? So I'm happy to maybe facilitate a roundtable with all of those agencies to see what it is that they have.
They'll
help me work on that for the next meeting, maybe.
Okay, yeah, if you could do that, would be great. That way we could get all questions that everyone has.
So
not everyone.
Back to Kenny's point here. So could we not put this on our list of action items, business items to submit to the county that they open up this particular one?
Well, I think
it's already on it's number 11 on our action. It's already on there.
So we need to.
So I was just trying to push it along and
right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But as issue, I mean, as Tat, you can reach out to him individually. But she's also saying there's a point
we'll
where.
Go over this again. When we get to the action item. Okay.
I'll reach out to Marcy.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then we can also get with Marilyn and.
Well, it seems like that we need to submit something to the commissioners to say, open it up, right?
I know, but here's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
We try to do our homework before you do that because there's not everybody sees the same eye to eye. So,
but you guys are in charge.
Not everybody.
Not everybody follows your. Not everybody.
I was gonna say, have you been to a meeting?
Just cutting to the bosses.
Yeah, but you could end up with a bad direction. So I'm just saying, maybe we should do our homework first.
Well, and if I could just real quick. So the desert, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, the conservation easement is for the purpose of maintaining our responsibilities and being able to do what we need to do for purposes of the Endangered Species Act. And so all that conservation easement is a really important piece of that, which includes closure of roads. And so that certainly would have to be looked at. And that is one of the things that the county has been very important for the county, is being able to comply with the Endangered Species Act. So there's a whole bunch of layers of things going on.
So we need to do our homework, find out all the entities that are governing those areas. And then approach them that way and have our homework.
Well, yeah, I think it's a little bit confusing for the public, too, as far as who contact is. As far as, like, the conservation easements goes, I wouldn't expect, like, Air Quality to be in charge of conservation, you know.
Well, the Desert Conservation Program is in charge of it.
Okay, so yeah. It's a different...
Which is part of, so it's now the Department of Environment and Sustainability.
Okay.
Air Quality is one division, Desert Conservation Program is another division.
Okay,
and so it's under Desert Conservation Group. Yeah. Got it.
All right, and this is already on a, you said it was already on our task
list,
so.
On our task list.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Kenny. Business items. Committee to review and approve the 2021-2022 meeting calendar dates for possible action. So this review those dates. And if we could get a motion, I guess, do we need a motion to approve those tentatively?
Yeah.
And then, and we've changed them in the past, so it's not like they're set in stone, you know.
The only dates that I really didn't provide a date for was November, because that's a difficult time to try and nail anything down.
Okay.
It's a very busy time in our office. But other than that...
So at our next meeting, we could maybe try to narrow November, right?
I think
November,
it probably
right?
might be able to, yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to review that.
Kenny Thatcher approves, or makes a motion to approve the tentative advisory committee meeting dates. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Kenny Freeman seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. So that will be our calendar going forward. Next is prioritize issue tracking list, identify issues to add, delete, provide updates, and select issue managers, which we have issue managers currently for, well, but some are no longer with us.
So I still put that on there just
okay.
to sort of encompass everything.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, so you don't, okay.
Yeah.
So this board and I can talk about the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to, there's a lot involved here, guys, so bear with me. I would like to actually try to add two additional items. One is identifying areas where cleanups are needed and create an action plan. I think that's something, tasks that we could actually get done, especially with our community partners already here and other organizations. I've already spoken with, I met with today with Kenny Kendrick, the Supervisory Resource Management Specialist with the BLM. They're willing to partner. Jeremy Walters is here from Republic Services. He's willing to partner and help us with some cleanups. But I think we can identify some areas here in the local, in the Clark County area, and get, you know, volunteers out to clean them up. I know Steve Abbott has done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Valley Four Wheelers have done it. So I think it's something that's done in the community. I think we need to get on board and actually host them and try to get more partners involved and make it actually an effort going forward. So he suggested I would volunteer to be the issue manager, if anybody else doesn't want to, but I'd like to head that off. Just some of the areas we talked about today. Nellis Dunes is a really struggling area for the BLM. It's hard for them to even keep it on top of that, the trash and all the stuff that's out there. So that's one of the areas that he recommended hitting on. Gene, of course, especially the shooting area. I know we do it, you know, we've had cleanups out there with SNOR, with the Mint 400 group. And the day after, the next day, it's filled with shooting trash. So,
Nelson Hills, same
thing. Yeah, well, Nelson Hills, Coyote Springs and Cactus Springs are both shooting areas as well. People like to go shoot there, and they're, again, more of the trash is out there. So he suggested those as well as Logandale. As an area. They actually do a really good job, and I know a lot of the four-wheel clubs do a good job of helping that community, but that might be someplace, especially since we're asking it to be in the land bill. I think it's something that we should show that community that, you know, we support them as well. So I'm thinking maybe every quarter try to do something, or there's already existing, like the Mint 400 has their desert cleanup on November 4th in Gene. Maybe we can just, I mean, Jeremy works on that. Maybe we could jump on board with that, you know, because it's already set up. So it's, you know, a lot of legwork's done. November 20th. I was trying to move it up. November 20th. But so that might be, you know, an idea because a lot of the legwork's done for us already. So it's not something that we'd have to start new. Also, maybe with, I know the Hump and Bump is at the end of, you know, October. I know on Sunday you kind of do a cleanup of the area, but maybe that might be a place we could, that last day, we try to make it a cleanup for more volunteers to come and help.
Plus you have National Public Lands Day, which is the third Saturday in September.
Oh, see?
I think we do that one every time, right?
Out there? Or? The BLM is back open.
Right, we didn't do last year.
Yes.
My share.
Third weekend, okay.
Right, yes. I've been in conversation with Jenna, which is the rec planner for Lowlandale, for that area, and she wants to get it back open and doing it this year.
So yeah, so that's, you know, so I think those are great opportunities already that they're already established cleanups that we could join in and then create new ones. Kenny did say with the BLM that they even have funding that they could possibly help us with if we can't get dumpsters donated or trash bags or, you know, things that you need. They can provide some funding for that as well. So.
If you did Nella's students in the spring, next spring, we have about 300 volunteers from Nella's, and many of them are outdoor folks that don't know where to go riding. You guys might get some new members along with you.
And that's in the spring.
Uh-huh. If there's a whole bunch of clubs, and they get new recruits, and you could actually put, we created a welcome thing so we could put in their packets when they first get here. Here's all the things that you can go and do. And Nella's students is pretty important to the Cardinals at the top, so they like that place. But if you did something in the spring, we could help organize it.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe get you a whole bunch of new members. And what Nella's would really like to see is they need a VIN registration day because they can't, they have a hard time getting the DMV to go on the base. So if we could add maybe that to it, it might be helpful.
Aren't some of the dealerships able to do VIN checks? And
yeah, we do that all. We have them all at our shop, all of them, the registration.
Well, if you tell me where to tell Nella's folks to go to, I will pass
them. He's not far from the base anyway.
I know. Everybody's ready to go there.
Hey, but Steve, can you like send me your information, the VIN information, and then I'll get it to you?
Yep.
So that way we can get it.
Always doing VIN inspections and all that stuff.
Okay. And then also, Kenny also said that, we can propose some dates for him. He'll just have to look on the calendar, make sure there's not an existing event going on those proposed dates, and then we can go forward with that.
You know, it's kind of interesting in that whole area that there's no, like, posted signage or anything of, like, not littering,
In which area? Nellis Dunes?
Anywhere. Like, I go up to Utah, you know, there's signs everywhere, like, pack it in, pack it out, clean your crap up, you know what I mean? And here is like a free-for-all. And out by the Gene area, in the last number of years, it's gotten worse because there's a lot more shooters and they moved out and there's just crap everywhere. No, I was wondering, out in Gene, somebody just put up a bunch of barricades to go out to the main shooting range. Do you know if that was the county commissioner or was that BLM?
I think that BLM, because they're posted that are in the ground.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder why they didn't put
and that actually
signage.
Has signage on it now to pick up your trash.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
On that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, that the signage thing might be a great project for someone to go get funding from the state OHV. Could be a great project for someone to do because if you propose it to them, they will, you know, can grant you money to do that. I know someone else did that in another area. They proposed, they proposed signage and trail markers and that kind of thing, and the OHV group granted their funding and they got it done. So, but we'll have to bring that up.
This has nothing to do with the meeting or anything, but again, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Okay.
I was just going to tell us, and maybe that's a good thing too, to put up signage to tell them people to stay on actual trails and not go cross country, you know, because you never see any of that signage anywhere.
And that could be a good task item for them. I mean, that's something that's we should work on.
To your point, BLM had talked about that one time. They have money to mark the stuff, but it's a slow process. I don't remember why.
They don't have people to
do it.
They don't have the resources.
And that's the whole cleanup issue is, he said that's where they're struggling the most, is just getting people to help. Right. That could be another whole different, another task item to do, markers.
What I wanted to bring up is that I go out there every weekend and people commend me saying, I wish there was more people like you picking up trash. I always fill the back of my truck up or the troll boxes full of cans, and then I just go, I can't believe people just literally drop their stuff out here, use this place as a dump. But not to elaborate on how bad it is, if you put a dumpster out there, it'd be worse because people would just be bringing all the trash out there and use it as a dumpster land. It'd make it like an open dumpster. So it's basically what we do with meetings like this is, I got to form some type of a club, a watch club, where people can go out there and ride, but watch out for it, for people coming in and dumping it. Looks suspicious with these landscape trailers and all their palm tree leaves. And there's one guy out there dumping green bags, bright, like a fluorescent green bag. And I mean, just trash. There's his green bags, there's his green bags, everywhere's his green bags. And then it added more stuff with that, like old jet skis with that, and palm tree leaves with these green bags.
Yeah.
It's like, if you really go past Nellis Dunes, take the road up there all the way to the truck stop and just blow your mind on how trash it is all the way back up through there. They're using it as a dumping ground. So we need to have some type of organization, mild club, nothing, but more like a watch patrol, like a Facebook group, where people go out there to ride for fun and recreation, but they take notice to people like that have these trailers or vehicles. We started noticing, hey, these guys don't look like they belong with that old motorhome.
And I think it's a problem countywide. I mean, I know I live in the Northwest, and anytime we see a truck and trailer going up Jones, past housing developments, typically we get in the road and follow them, just because it turns out to be a dumping ground.
It's been about 5-6 years that we went out by Nelson Hills and people were dumping chunks of concrete with rebar sticking out. You come over the road and you hit that, I actually had one go through the skid plate.
Yeah.
It's looking at how you're sitting there.
We'll have to look into the ways we can help, promote clean up trash and being stewards of the areas where you're at.
And people can have little rides instead of a little group right here. We're just going to go over here and those dudes over here. They can have groups saying, hey, we're going to do this ride, but we're going to watch out patrol for people look suspicious and dump trash. These type of people, I'll ride right up to their vehicle and say, I don't plan on dumping that stuff here.
But it might also be an opportunity for you guys to work with what's the name of that?
Get Outdoors Nevada.
Get Outdoors and NV Energy and some of those others, Tule Springs Monument, because then they'll understand. I mean, that's why Logandale Trails, I think it's so clean all the time, is because so many different groups come together.
Right.
To everybody has a stake in it, right? And they start with the kids.
Sure. And it's easy as, like I say, I don't want to keep elaborating because it's nothing to do with the meeting, but let's just say I got a good zone out there and it's a safe zone because it's not where commercial traffic is when I hit somebody. I'm trying to play it safe, but I'm trying to go fast at the same time. And then you got these, what I call,
be careful, Steve.
These rats, and they're out there in their van, and they have these tents out there. They're on the main trail, right where this road goes through, and they're just all camping, laying around. But when they leave, it's beer bottles and trash and all their garbage. They left all their stuff. It's like, really? So those are the type of license plate numbers I'm going to get and start saying, hey, these are the people. Here's their plate numbers.
We definitely have to,
Because otherwise they're just going to go out there and live like hood rats out there and just dump all their junk out there and not take nothing out of there. You can have all the dumpsters you want, trash cans, we can do all the things we want, but they're going to show up and just trash this place. So it's the suspicious people that don't look like they're out there writing, you know? I mean, not to say
they're
not.
I get
under this topic right here, maybe there's a way we could do like, you know, like, yeah, the Adopt a Highway thing, and then maybe some businesses or whatever can help sponsor some of these areas to help keep them clean.
So okay, yeah, that's a good idea. So in order to add it to it, to become a task item, do we vote on that to add it as? So I need a motion. Can I get a motion?
Well, you can wait till the very end.
Okay, wait till the end.
Whatever
you
want to do.
Okay.
You just got to remember.
To add it.
Well, you got to remember when you get to the motion part.
Okay.
To save all the things that you'll be doing.
Okay,
all
right.
Or you can do it individually. It's up to you.
Well, I'll do it individually because I'll forget by the time we get.
Then do that.
So if I could get a motion, or can I make a motion? No. Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to add as a task for our tracking list. To set up Clark County cleanups in the Clark County area, to provide areas that the BLM and other organizations designate that need assistance, and as well as partner with other community groups in the area and government agencies, and also perhaps look into promoting to the public a way of getting the message out, don't trash, or, you know, keeping an eye out. So hopefully that's. Millie can figure out how to word that, but that's what my motion is.
Are we going to include the signs and the stand-on shelves and markers, or do you?
Yeah, you know, we can include that. Go ahead. Yeah, let's include that to add. See if we can get some additional signage, clean trash, you know, take your trash, those kind of reminders, as well as trail markers.
Okay, and then we'll add you as the.
Yeah, I'd like to volunteer as the issue manager.
And put it as a high priority.
Yes, please. Okay. I have a second.
Can I work with you on that?
Absolutely.
I second that.
Kenny Thatcher, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion's approved. So we'll be adding that to the tracking list. And I have a second one, and then I'll be quiet for a minute. I was actually approached by a couple other off-road groups, FJ group and another group. And they've been out in some areas, some popular areas and some not so popular areas, and they were confused on where legally you can ride, because they had different agencies tell them different things and that sort of thing. And so I was hoping, and I've attended some of these meetings in the past. I know the BLM has done it, there's some of their field operators. It's an informational meeting, you know, just the public's invited. It won't be a public meeting like this, it's just an open meeting. I'll have it a public place. But they provide information like the Blue Diamond Hill area or wherever that is. You know, this is where you can ride, this is what's allowed. Those kind of information to get out, because I think there is confusion. We've talked about it already today. There's confusion where you can ride, what kind of vehicles you can do. And I think it's a service that we can provide to the public in our community and do like three or four through the year, maybe even add safety to some of them. I know that the VA is looking into hosting some safety, OHV safety meetings for a lot of their veterans as well as Nellis Air Force Base for the active duty. Because there's not a lot of that going on or you don't hear about it. So I think we could be a great resource to, you know, promote it. And I've already talked to BLM again, and they said that they'd be happy. They can have some of their field supervisors, especially, you know, we designate what type of vehicle or the areas, and they can get somebody very who knows that area and educated about it, so that way they have, you know, most of the answers. They can bring maps, those sort of things. So I'd like to add that as a task item as well, or add a tracking item if we could, and I'd like to volunteer to be the issue manager for that as well.
Debbie, you do know that the BLM has an interactive map on the road?
They do, but I can tell you this. We've said it time and time, go look on websites, and people don't. So we can still reference that, but I think, too, reading it, sometimes it's not clear. You know, you're not sure. And so I think a couple of these groups that have come to me recently, they have worked with Tread Lightly, and they really are responsible members of the community, off-road community, and they want to do the right thing. But they go to an area and they see 50 other off-road vehicles there that are riding someplace they're not supposed to, and they're going, well, I don't want to, you know, they don't know if the rules got changed. So I think we can just be an added layer to the community, you know, to get the word out.
Hey, Debbie, I know we did this with Snorlax in 2009, 2010, Kenny, when we did the Carsonite stuff out at the Nellis Dunes area. The BLM had mentioned one time that they have the materials to do that. They just don't have the people. Maybe we get some of these clubs, like Vegas Valley Four Wheelers, you know, Snorri's done it in the past, and some of these other organizations to help maybe put some of that Carsonite stuff up to help designate some of these areas that are on the existing maps that they're they coincide with what's on the website.
So maybe we can make that a separate track. That could be a separate tracking item, okay. Maybe.
We've offered for the last 4 years to do that.
Really? Yeah. And what do they say?
It's a big process.
Didn't we do it? We had to do it for...
What we did out there at Dallas Coons, they don't even know
yeah.
it's there.
I was going to say, didn't we do it for Nelson?
We don't know nothing about that. Those people aren't here anymore.
I was going to say, I remember a lot of hours out there. All right. But maybe that could be another tracking, to look into. I mean, we got to keep knocking on doors. That's the only thing we're going to make changes and progress is to keep knocking on doors respectfully, but knocking on doors, suggesting things, and maybe we'll get the yeses that we need, or hey, maybe, we didn't think about it, we forgot, or
with everything that happened last year with COVID, that was the only thing people could do was go out and ride their UTVs, and with the people moving here from California and whatnot, the UTV and OHV use has expanded almost 50% in the last year.
Yeah, and we have a lot of new people to our area, so I think it's important to get the word out. So, hang on, Steve. Wait. So, I'd like to make a motion to add a tracking list, an issue to our tracking list, to promote or create public meetings, and they don't. I mean, I don't. It's not going to be like an open meeting, just a public meeting for the. I don't know how you would.
You just get open meeting law becomes an issue if there's a quorum,
okay,
and you're going to like discuss.
Okay,
things.
All right.
If you're just going to be there as a group and just
But it's like a community outreach.
Yeah, then that would be.
So we don't have to worry about that. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So I'd like to add a tracking list to create work with community partners, again the BLM and other agencies, to provide public meetings to educate the public about local trails, safety regulations and rules. That sort of thing.
Yeah, we can't, because of the public meeting law deal, is that something that more than five of us show up to?
No, she said we can.
Yeah, if it's an outreach.
Or if we post it, right? Everything's posted.
We just can't
discuss business. We're there as volunteers. We're volunteers.
And so like if some of this public outreach becomes the questions on some of the stuff that we're working on, that means
But we're not going to be the people answering it. We shouldn't be the people answering the questions.
But you're not deliberating. So the difference is this. You're not deliberating. Even if there's three of you standing there, you're not deliberating, and you can't decide for the whole board. That's the whole thing.
But if somebody comes and asks us a question, we can give them information.
You individually.
Yeah.
It's just it's when you have
more
than a quorum.
Me and Mike can't talk to Tini and Dave
if you have more than a quorum,
yes.
That's when you can't have all these discussions.
And like she said, make decisions for you. Oh yeah, the board, we're going to do that.
But you can say, please, I do it all the time. Hey, come to our board meeting, because those are items absolutely that we're discussing, right? Or give me your number and I'll pass along and we'll send you out some information. I mean, it's a great time to turn it around to build a database for you guys on who to call and who to add, but you're not, commissioners meet all the time, seven, but not more than two or three are together at once, and we're just saying, that'll be at our next board meeting or that. That's just information that we're giving them, not deliberating. We're not saying, okay, well, there's two votes, there's two more over there.
It's not like we're playing Survivor, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So do you have the language there?
I do. We'll set it as high priority.
Yes. Okay. I just think there's things that we can get done this next term. These are things that would not be that hard to complete and achieve.
Honestly, Debbie, if you guys were smart, you would have the meetings the month or every other month, and then have your cleanup so that they have a reason to come out, right? You can say, here's a committee, get to know, hey, we're doing a cleanup in a couple weeks. That's how Logandale Trails does it, so that you're encouraging people as they're coming, they're walking away with the ability to help right away.
Oh, I see. I got you. Gotcha.
Pancake breakfast, anybody will show up for that.
So if we're in that area, he can talk about the trails that are available in that area, what you can do in that area, and then this is our cleanup too.
Yep.
I mean, that'd be shorter information, but...
You guys have discussed at least six different areas that you want to potentially have cleanup, so that would be plenty of opportunity.
So do we need a second after all that? Kenny, that's a second? All those in favor?
Motion.
What?
You made the motion.
I made the motion, yeah. Ross, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Do you approve the motion?
I do.
Thank you, sir. All right.
And so you mentioned making a separate tracking list for to work with BLM on materials and perhaps manpower.
Yeah.
To get maps or whatever it happens to be. Do you want to add that to the issue tracking list and have a manager or?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to do that, and I'll also be the manager on that.
And we'll set that priority as high, or what do you?
What do you guys want to set it at as far as priority?
Well, I think you guys should give a
proposal. I think it should be high in some levels of areas, like, you know.
Well, I mean, is it a, well, yeah, let's make it a high priority then.
But I think you guys should give a formal proposal to BLM, because you take 90% of the work out of their hands. That's usually what bogs them down, right? So if you made a proposal, if you're going to make it a high priority to be successful, I find with John, who is the state director, that if I give him something on paper, he can execute it a lot faster than me asking them to put something together and we'll show up. So if you were going to make it a high priority and you really want it to go, put together a proposal. So then you can say, Clark County can help with signs, Republic Services can help with trash, we can help with the trails.
Okay. On the signage part of it, would that be something that I'd have to talk to Ken Kendrick about?
Yeah, it's going to have to go through an EA.
Yeah.
And that's, they don't want to do an EA. But I had a grant from the OHV, state OHV, to mark the Lost Cabin Trail.
Mm-hmm.
They approved it. BLM said no.
But what I said earlier is they're in the process of doing a statewide EA and a statewide RPM.
RPM.
It's an opportunity because that has been the biggest complaint.
Yeah.
I attended NACO and I sit on the Western Region team for all the Western states, and that was the biggest complaint for Idaho, Utah, Nevada. Just the public lands and the lack of response. And so we got a commitment from the Secretary of the Interior that state directors would have a lot more autonomy to move these things along. Okay. So
would that be something that I would need to do locally, or do you think it needs to go to the state director?
Well, I think if we put a proposal together, I would send it to the state director and CC the local
CC
director.
CC the local director? Okay.
Because there, and the other thing they also talked about was that they're no longer going to be moving people around every couple of years to promote. So they're going to, because we all complain, the Western states, that, you know, by the time someone gets their feet wet, we get to know them, now we're on to someone else.
We get them trained. And
yeah, and so they said they were now going to allow for people to stay longer. So I just think it's an opportunity. There's a lot of discussion right now, and a lot of concern that everything's going to turn into solar with the 2030 stuff. So our opportunity to be out front.
Gotcha.
Real quick.
If I could just real quick.
Yeah, please.
So you have the operating guidelines from the Clark County Off-Highway Vehicle Advisory Committee. And I know we've talked about this periodically, but I just want to bring it. So your goal, your responsibility, your purpose is to provide advice to Clark County. And so doing things individually, you can do things on your own. As if you want to be doing things as the committee, that's who you submit it to Clark County, the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
And so, and then seeking their approval. So depending on what comes out of the various tasks and things that you're doing, something, again, if you're going to do things individually, that's your call, but to do something as a committee, that goes to the board as a recommendation.
I know, but they don't have to, I mean, oh my gosh, this is a bad day for me. I don't want to dispute you, but I don't want them to have to come to us for every little thing, because these are community things, which they're serving a purpose and they're representing. So the only time I would expect to see it at the board is if I got to make a change.
Well, and that's if the committee itself.
If I need to change that in the resolution, I'm happy to do that. But this is the first time where everybody's kind of uniting. So I just.
If the committee wants to do something as a group, then that goes to the board. If the individuals, if they talk about things and they decide with their various groups to do things, that is their call.
So for the example, he's going to be the issue manager, and he's going to be working on this task as himself, or if he gets others involved.
Yeah.
So he can approach, write the letter and stuff. He's not representing the board as he's not representing the committee as a whole.
Right.
Then he can bring that back to us and then so.
But if you want to do something as a committee and you want and represent yourselves as doing this on behalf of the committee, that needs to go through the board, and the board needs to say,
So if he were to get approval from BLM and they all said, yay, then we could go,
So Amelia, on my emerging issues, asked me to give an OHV update on some of the things we're encouraging them to do in the community.
Okay.
Because that'll get, the board will could approve that discussion, and if they wanted further detail, we can make an agenda.
Well, it really just depends on what comes out of this and whether or not you feel strongly about the committee is the one that's representing itself in front of BLM or whatever.
But I want them to do that because they know the trails, but we also work with the BLM, so I don't see where it'll be a conflict.
Well, it's just the committee's advisory.
Oh, no, well, I'm going to change that, so put it on my emergency issues.
Let's say I put a letter together, this question for that statement. So if I can put a letter together, whatever, could I bring it to the committee for review?
You could, but the thing is if you then send it as on behalf of the committee, you're sending it to the BLM, you're bypassing your advisory role. You're no longer advisory. You're just taking action as a committee. And so because this committee is put together as advisory to Clark County, that's when if you're going to take any action as a committee, that has to go through Clark County.
Okay, I understand that.
Or you make the recommendations of Clark County and Clark County takes the action.
Cool. Approach them as you.
You can still add it as an issue tracking list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something you're working
on. Research portion, anyway.
Yes.
So.
Like Ross is doing, his whole trail. Mm-hmm. He comes back reports to us.
Yeah, but he's handling it.
Handling it.
He's doing it as an individual, not representing as the committee thing. So it didn't have to go through. He's not advisory. He's doing his own thing.
Okay, got it. Do we have a second? Do you need a second? Are we past that?
Yeah, we're
all those in favor? Ross?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. All right. That's all I think we have hopefully we have enough on our tracking lists.
Well, on our tracking list, I'm assuming we're going over that real quick. Should there be some things that we should take off here? If we just go over briefly, not to, to say item number 4. These trails and whatnot. Kind of to Kenny's point, BLM has that. I think Sue Baker said the state was working on that, and Donald's no longer part of us. So is that?
Well, 410 and 14 are all connector. Yeah, they're combined.
Do we need to just leave that on there to forever look at that, or to do something about it?
So
I personally think we should take it off myself, unless or rephrase it or reinvent it so that it actually has some meaning. Because we really haven't done anything with it.
Right.
Number 4, we've actually put a list of maps together and given them to the BLM.
I was saying, didn't you?
The county has them too.
Yeah. I think that was provided already.
Yeah, I think that one's already been completed.
Okay. Well, maybe it's been completed. I would have thought that it should have went to the state because they're doing that website, right?
Well, they want to identify the past race courses.
Yeah.
That's great. I think it should be added to the...
But we didn't, but I think you were checking with BLM to make sure.
Well, all the maps that I brought were from the BLM.
Yeah.
And they were nothing prior to 2010. So everything from 2010 had been permitted or whatever in that time frame where the maps, we had the meeting over at the building department where air quality is at.
Yeah.
And I brought all the maps at that time.
So you're saying maybe get that information to the state OHV to include that in there. Nicole and the people I met with today, Nicole and
they had a grant.
Yeah, they're actually working on a mapping, adding to their mapping system. So, can you reach out to them?
Yep.
Nicole, I'll give you their contact.
Give you the contact information.
Yeah, and just see if that's information they can add because that'd be a benefit to the community. But other than that, then we can mark it really completed.
After you do that, close it.
Yeah. So we'll just add that as the last item to be completed.
And we'll
Kenny
just
Thatcher.
Donald as an issue manager.
Yeah, because he's, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that would complete 410 and 14 because they're all connected. All right. I do have an update on the lands bill. I spoke to Zach Jordan Zaragoza from Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's office today. They haven't had any significant changes to the bill. It was heard in the Public Lands Subcommittee in June, but they have done no additional action at this time. They're continuing to collect feedback from the community, or they're supposed to be collecting feedback from the community, and to see if there's any changes or their next markup. They don't have a new markup from the last time, or at least they didn't provide one to me. They are willing to meet with OHV community members sometime middle to end of August. So I can get that meeting together. It'll be not our committee, but it'll be members, interested parties. So if you're interested in attending one of those meetings with their office on the landfill, if you'll just let me know, and I can send out information. If you have emails, if you gave your information to Amelia, I'll make sure I get out to you. I don't know the location or anything like that right now, and because of different changes in the COVID right now, it could change. You know, we don't know exactly how many people can attend or where it'll be, but they are willing to meet again to look at what they have right now and look actually maps that we can read and hopefully then get a clearer picture of where we're at in the lands bill. But they are still open to getting information from the community as a whole, so our individuals. So feel free to reach out to their office, and I would suggest real change, you know, real concrete issues, not just we need off-road rate, you know, that kind of thing, because they've heard that from us 20 million times. But if you can, you know, give them some really reasons why it's important, whether financially or to the, you know, your family, just to preserve the historical, you know, nature of our land, the Clark County area. So I would encourage everyone to still continue. And like I said, if you'll leave your information with Amelia, I can reach out to you to let you know when this proposed meeting is, so that way we can bring some people together and provide, you know, a really good meeting. And that's it. That's all I have on the lands bill.
So, but on that, that's actually item number 21. Mm-hmm. So, Commissioner Patrick, you had said something at our last meeting that maybe you had met with them and got them to reverse some of the stuff that they had done. I apologize.
Well, I think the bill. Did, yeah. Yes. So we submitted the bill, which y'all didn't really like either. But then the feds, they like totally gutted our bill and did all their stuff. And which we didn't like at all, and we decided to take our name off of it, but they put it all back to the bill its original form.
So is there really, so I thought from the last meeting that you were pretty happy with it the way it is right now, because it's been fixed, to your point. So right. Is there really anything for us to do with that?
Well, I think there's community members that aren't happy with it. You know, in the OHV community, we have people in our community that still have concerns. So I think we need to address those concerns as best we can. Well, you know, you know, a lot of this is a done deal, but we want people to be able to voice their opinions, and maybe there could be some, you know, slight changes here and there. So that's what that's why I'd like to facilitate this meeting with community partners.
Are all the OHV areas that we submitted going back in, the seven of them, or no?
Right, Catherine?
I believe so.
I believe they all went back. So we got frustrated when
They took out OHV.
They took out the word OHV. And they wanted to say it was recreation. And then
that went back in, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because that was like a deal breaker for me, myself.
And it was for us. We said it was our committee. It was a deal breaker.
To be honest, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of changes. But, I mean, you know, we tried to put things in that matter to you guys, such as local planning, such as working together a plan. But if there's specific little things, or even if it's a big thing, just at the very least make it aware, because there will be two more public lands bills that maybe it can get addressed. And I know that Senator Mastos is passionate about the VA and the veterans having access to actually go riding. So and I know we're working in Moapa to Lincoln County to create a long-term raceway for folks that could be used for recreational. So I would look through it and see, because, you know.
And we haven't really seen, I haven't seen a final markup from them putting back in our stuff. So it'd be nice just to be able to see it, you know, written. Yeah, just to see that, you know, that it was put back in. You can tell me all day that you did it, but it's very wordy.
Remember
Was there anything in the notes, I don't remember, it's been such a long time since we've all been really talking about it, but was there anything in it for, the, like, we had discussed it 2 meetings ago when we had a conference call about the 2-for-1 designation of in the land district?
Yeah, I don't remember if that got, I know that Catherine took that out. I don't remember if she put that back.
I don't think so. That has to do with the
mitigation.
The mitigation was taken away. Yeah.
That was taken out.
I think she did not put that back in.
So that could be an area we could try to, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think there's some things that we could, I mean, like, well, I said.
The question is this a futile effort? Has it been submitted or no?
No, that's what I talked to him today.
Commissioner Kirkpatrick, I mean, you tell us.
I don't have my update. I mean,
yeah,
so
I talked to him today. Yeah, I talked to him today. Hello, Mike. I talked to him today. They're still in the planning. They're still working on draft or revising. They're still taking
it
in
takes
input.
Months for them to
this is a
write it.
Yeah, and they've had so much, I don't know if the word's feedback, from different, not just that, you know, environmental. I mean, we all have different concerns about it.
Well, I know.
So, but that's why they're asking for feedback. They're asking for feedback.
So the truth is, the reason that they had a public hearing, because if you introduce something when it's in the omnibus bill at the end in December, you can stick your stuff in there. So we do want to look at it and read it to see what it says, and at least point out some things, because if it goes into an omnibus bill, which I think it will with the other Western States public lands bill, we want to make sure there's nothing detrimental in there for us, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Which is what had happened before. It was going to be detrimental to us. It wasn't worth it.
I'm just a realist. Masto's not going to listen to us at all. She'll listen to you maybe a little bit. And so that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just seeing that she'd probably be a little more open if it was a respectful conversation. And don't forget that there is going to be an NTR bill coming. That we're going to have to deal with as well. So,
I've seen some stuff on that a while back.
Mm-hmm, so the military has to have some additional land. So
it's a big expansion.
Well, it's been pared way back, but I mean, that's another bill too, right? So we at least want to put all of our concerns out there. And if you don't want
before
to
meet
with it, just at least send a letter and make sure the county has a copy.
Of course, Ted Master would be on our side since her dad used to be involved in racing, you know.
All right, so let's get it.
Well, okay, but who do we go to for the latest version?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to, you contact her office directly, okay. But that's why I'm trying to put a meeting together with interested parties from the OHV community so that we can sit down with them and actually, I've asked them for actual real maps that we can actually read, you know, GPS, with GPS coordinates, those kind of things, so we can really clarify what's been done to this bill. I mean, I know there are things, like I told you, I know there's things they've told us that's never going to happen. I get that, but I think there is, like you said, there's things we still can. I know there's some veteran, some areas, I know that's her sweet spot. It's probably on the record, but I thought her sweet spot is the veteran, because that was her bill that she introduced. So it's off-roading, so it's protecting and creating recreational areas so that veterans, we can use it for veterans programs and active duty programs. Well, that's also for the public to use. It's not just for, you know, so I'm saying, so there's ways we can still work
so
with it.
So I'm just going to give you an example. So Senator Mastos was here, and there was a big argument over the easement at Southern Nevada Water Authority, right? So there was the thing that we needed for renewable energy, it was going to be a pipeline. We took out the pipeline, but we at least pleaded our case with her for 2 hours to say, listen, this is how you have to explain it. There is nothing, but in order for us, the Bureau of Water Reclamation and Southern Nevada Water Authority to meet the 50% RPS, you've got to give us this stuff. And then so it at least helps clear the record, or so that she's hearing it specifically from you. But I would just tell you, we did a meeting like this with Catherine and about this many people, and people had one option to say something. And they basically said the same thing, where I was like, dude, why am I here? Because it was no, no, and no. And so we got nothing accomplished. She gutted the bill to appease all of these people. Well, what she found out is there was like 15 times this many people to get. So one thing that we're asking her to add to the bill, for an example, we have to build a water line, a pipeline. in Henderson, right? We want to go underground because it's about a $225 million savings. And oh, by the way, we're gonna disturb less land that way. And her staff wouldn't even tell her that we said this is why we wanted to do it. So we took the opportunity to explain our side. And now it's like, oh God, we have to put that in the bill. So I'm just saying there's ways, but you just gotta be not passionate, but factual with her, right? To get some improvements. And remember, there's other public lands bill. This will be part of a big omnibus bill at the end.
While we have Ross on the line, Ross, are you still here? Ross?
Yeah.
Do you just want to update us on your task list, the Loop Valley Trail? A loop around the valley?
Say that again, criteria.
Do you want to just give a quick update on your project?
Yeah, so we've got, we're in phase two, and we raised phase two funding from the RTP program and also the OHV, state OHV commission. And we hired SWCA Environmental to do the EA on the BLM portion, the BOR portion, and the National Parks portion. National Parks kind of came in kind of after the fact and said they wanted to be a part of this, which was fine. We had actually approached them earlier, so that's a good thing. The Forest Service section, which is about like 80 miles out of the total 380 plus or minus miles, is already designated as a motorized route, so you know, that's all good to go. The BLM portion, I think, is about 215 miles. The BOR is like probably 2 or 3 miles, but a key 2 or 3 miles. And the National Parks has two spurs, one of which goes down to Lake Mead, and the other one which goes down to the Colorado River. So SWCA thinks that they will be done with the EA by October. And so it's just a matter of, you know, staying on and making sure that happens. If all goes well, I don't know exactly what the time frame is. There's been different times kind of bandied about, but I think, you know, just kind of taking all the data that I've got so far, we might be looking at getting these sections designated once the EA is done, like maybe about, I'm guessing, 6 to 9 months, but definitely don't hold me to that. That's about it.
All right, thank you, Ross. Anybody have a question?
Yeah, question, Ross. Wasn't there a part of it that was in DOD hands?
DOD, and that is outside the scope of phase two. There's DOD, there's North Las Vegas, there's you know, some other Desert National Wildlife Refuge. We've got some other sections that we're going to have to work on to complete the loop. But for right now, you know, we're just kind of focusing on getting mainly the BLM portion.
Okay.
And then these other two agencies. And after that, you know, definitely the focus shifts to these other agencies. And it's less miles, but potentially more of a challenge, which is why I kind of wanted to, you know, get Senator Cortez Masto to put this thing in her land bill, which would be great. Marilyn, if you're there, if you could work on that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
So that's kind of where we're at.
All right.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross. Anyone else? Okay. Thanks, Ross.
You're welcome.
Commissioner, are you on speaking terms with her now?
Yeah, I won, so
I give up. Are there any other tracking list items that we need to address today, or Amelia?
Number 20 is Donald Jackson's
issue. Oh, okay. And that's the designation of the, and that's combined with number 19, which Ken Freeman is the task manager for number 19.
So do you want to change the issue manager and keep it?
Well, let's ask Mr. Freeman. Since he's number 19.
I'm going there.
Well, that's kind of separate, though, from yours.
And I don't know why we combined it.
Because I have a paw in the prim.
Oh, it's in the prim area, yeah. I mean, it's...
It was combined as a low priority, yeah. So I don't really know what you want to do with that one. But it can't remain.
Oh, so 19 is... So then 19 should be low, too, since it's combined.
When it was discussed in the meeting, yeah. That's why I put it that way. You had wanted this part high priority and this part more on the low priority.
Gotcha. Okay.
Side of it. But regardless, if you remove it or whatever you want to do, Donald Jackson can't stay.
Gotcha.
As the issue manager.
Do you have anything to report or?
No.
Okay.
Since the BLM is trying to get work with the BLM during COVID is next impossible. They just opened their office up. So okay. I'll have an update at the next meeting.
Okay. So let's. Can we add you as the issue manager? We'll replace Kenny for you just for now. Okay. And we did.
Do
any
you
others?
See that they're.
Any
separate
others
or together, Ken?
There's Ivanpah is different than Prim.
Yeah.
Ivanpah is in the below the El Dorado Valley area, and closer to Prim. It could be also. I mean, it depends on Ivanpah Valley. I think it's different, a separate area.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. We talk. That's it, right, Amelia? For now. All right. So that's it for those areas. So if you're issue manager, please review and you know continue to work on them and hopefully report back to the at the next board meeting.
I could just keep that agenda item on so it can be discussed. But if we're adding anything or you want to even discuss adding anything, just let me know ahead of the meeting and I could put it on the draft.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. The next, number three.
Well, Debbie, are you going to make a motion just to approve as discussed?
Well, we did each... Didn't we just do? We did each item.
You did.
Remember, we did. Yeah, we did each item. So,
because
I would forget. So, so yeah. So I think we're good. I think we did all three. Number three, the OHV committee requests the Board of County Commissioners to provide a letter of support for outdoor recreation on Bureau of Land Management lands. I think this is Mike Fry's idea, and I think you had. Were you? Yeah.
Do you need us to make something up?
It. Yeah, I'll put it on my emergency issue. So the meeting's on Tuesday, so who can do it? What day is today?
Wednesday.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one. you guys can get me something this weekend, otherwise I'll just direct staff to I'll write a letter. Right.
Okay.
Mike, do you want to draft
it's just
a letter?
It's the perfect time. It's the perfect time to do it.
Okay. So can we get a motion? Are you willing to draft the letter?
If you want to do it, I can do it. I mean,
maybe a couple of you work on it.
Well, honestly, all you have to do is give me the high points of what you want in there.
Yeah.
You give me, like, and I'm a good person by line, so if you just tell me.
You'll make it pretty.
Six bullet points, we'll make it pretty.
All right.
I don't have to make it legal.
No.
So I'd like to make a motion that Mike Fry will put together the points to cover in this letter and present it, submit it to Commissioner Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Do I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. That was the last item on the agenda.
Hey, I got one thing I'd like to mention. I'm currently working on a OHV business listing directory that I'm trying to put together. So if anybody wants to be on that, get in touch with me, and we'll put it together. I'm going to try to do it countywide to start with. All the whether they sell camper trailers or RVs or regular trailers, anything that's associated with outdoor OHV stuff, I'm going to put a listing together. That way, it'll be a good spot on the internet so that everybody can go, okay, this is where I need to go for this. So if there's any other organizations, like as far as Bureau of Reclamation, contact information, anything that I might forget, I might be asking for that information.
Okay.
Including like Marcy's contact info and all that stuff. I didn't know if
Well, you can't put that on the internet, but you can put everybody else's.
No, I mean as far as...
I like Marcy.
No.
Don't mess her up.
Not for personal
Herself.
Stuff.
You can reach Marcy.
I'm asking questions. Where do I go to get this information?
Air quote, yeah. Their department phone.
455.
I can send you the directory. Thank you. Now we're at our, again, at our public comments from the general public. So the same deal, if you'd like to stand up and introduce yourself, your address, you'll have 3 minutes. If not, forever, not forever, but just for today. Anyone?
I have one thing. I just wanted, I just wanted to say to Kenny, though, so Clark County is getting the patent easement on Papco Road, so we'll be the ones to approve the race in the long term.
That's
so good. I see I got some stuff done.
That's an accomplishment because Moran was very concerned because they were having an issue using that road to get to their race. So.
So,
yes,
so the mining folks hate me right now, but I said, I know I got friends in this room. So
oh, yeah.
But so we're working through that process now, and Clark County will have the patent, and then that road will be available to be used for a staging area.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
I didn't think I'd ever see Kenny smile.
I know, look at that. Then you can high five and all.
I guess so.
Oh.
I'll chime in.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, so Jeremy Walters, JeremyWalters, for the record. I am Community Relations Manager for Republic Services. Personal life, motorcycle rider, off-road enthusiast. I grew up riding motorcycles in this town, so you know, I have an inherent interest in making sure that we keep our public lands open. And that's why 5 years ago, I did approach the man to start the cleanup that is currently running today. To date, we've removed over 200,000 pounds of trash just from Gene. So if that doesn't say that we have a big issue ahead of us, then I don't know what will. Please do reach out to me. I will leave my contact information on the table. I really look forward to working with you guys to try to set up a broader cleanup initiative throughout the Vegas Valley. I know every year when we do this cleanup, I have a number of people that reach out to me and ask how we can expand it. You know, not saying I'm an expert by any means, but this particular event that I keep mentioning, you know, last year we had almost 600 people show up. So I know what it takes to put together a large cleanup event and make it successful and make it impactful. I think with the resources in this room right here, I think that, you know, something very positive can be done, and it's just a matter of getting a concerted effort to mitigate the problem. You know, it's always going to exist. You know, the nature of this town, the nature of the traffic going out there, shooting community, you know, there's a broader education effort that needs to come into play. OHVU community steps up to the plate to clean up after a lot of the shooter trash. I am a recreational shooter myself, but, you know, we need to also engage with gun clubs, gun shops, teaching people target shooting the right way, the responsible way, and so we can start making an impact, because I don't know who said it in this room, but day after we do that cleanup, there's trash back out there, and there will always be that problem in every single area that we go, but please do reach out to me, and again, I am looking forward to working with you guys. Okay.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Well, then that comes...
Oh, that's good. You're right within your time.
Well, I would like to thank everyone again. I know it's hard, you know, to get away with work and life, and so thank you so much, because it does mean a lot. We as a committee appreciate that you all came here tonight to voice your opinions, and hopefully we're gonna create not official subcommittees, but we can do that with different groups. So hopefully, you know, you'll want to be involved in that way, and we look forward to working together to keep the OHV community going strong in Las Vegas. So thank you, and have a great evening.
Thank you.